Om Shanti, bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on the day of the Sadguru, 30th April 2026, and we'll now listen to the bhog message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, along with everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region in front of Baba, I saw that the atmosphere of the subtle region was differently beautiful today. There was a golden mountain, and Baba was standing on this golden mountain. All around this mountain were light that was emanating like sparkling stars. And so many of Baba's children were taking benefit from Baba's drishti. Baba looked towards me and said, "Come, child." Baba, I have brought everyone's loving remembrances for you. So Baba said, even before you arrived, even before you reached the subtle region, Baba's children were invited to the subtle region by Baba, and as soon as they had the thought, Baba emerged them in the subtle region. Baba always visualizes each child's complete form, their golden stage, and he's very pleased to see each one's form in this way. Some children forget their original form when they get lost in situations, but Baba's children have so much love for the Father that that love enables them to stabilize themselves in the stage. So as Baba's drishti in the form of rays of light were reaching each child was transforming, and they were getting transformed, they were getting decorated by golden light. So as from the form of stars, they were getting beautifully decorated. Baba then said, "Now is the time. Now is the time for you children to experience your own perfect form and your decorated form and give that experience to others. As beloved deities, you have to give this experience to souls of the world. In order to fulfill the thoughts that the devotee souls have, you have to do the duty that Baba has given you." In a few seconds, I noticed that there were three transparent rooms that got emerged, and very beautiful bright light was sparkling. So all the children started to look towards these three rooms, and Baba then instructed the children to go to whichever room they wished. So the light within the room was like a mirror. So whoever came before this light could visualize their own inner form. So some children went to the first transparent room. There was a bit of mist, a bit of fog in that room. And so the rays of light were visible. Sometimes they were moving up and down. So the light was bright, but it was not very clear. It was a bit blurred. And then in the second room, the children who went to the second room, the light within the room was a bit dim. It was just moving down, not upwards. In the third room, the children were not even able to reach that room. A few managed to reach the room. So light within that was very, very powerful, very, very peaceful. It was as though souls were receiving blessings from that room. Baba then explained Baba knows that every Brahmin child is making their spiritual effort with a lot of love. But some children, even within their efforts, they think a lot, they come into tension, and they also bring confusion into their spiritual efforts. Baba has enabled the children to experience their golden stage, but sometimes the children become confused when attempting to reach that stage. Even though they see their aim in front of them, they're not able to reach their aim. And the second type of children are those who make a lot of effort, but that effort also takes the form of tension. So they are having experiences within all of that tension, but it is like only half the amount of experiences that they deserve, and the rest gets wasted away. And then the third group of children represented those children, according to the time, there are some children who are able to use the right method and transform it to the stage of receiving all attainments. So I was thinking, Baba, how are we going to attain all this, experience all of this? So Baba explained, such times are coming. You have to make the machinery for subtle effort making very strong, very clean, clear, maintain a clean and clear connection with the Father. You are making external efforts, but now is the time to make subtle efforts, make the machinery for your subtle efforts very powerful. Souls of the world are looking for their beloved deities, their favorite deities. So for that, you need to create a very subtle stage, a powerful inner stage, a clean inner stage. Secondly, Baba said, see yourselves as those incarnated souls. You are those messenger souls. Just as Baba tours the entire globe to share Baba's message, similarly you have to adopt that role of being the messengers. With the power of yogi vibrations, you have to give souls of the world experiences. Baba takes the advanced party members on a tour of the entire world to show them the situation of the world. And to also show them how science is using their machinery to bring about the new world. But you children have to focus on your inner stage, through your inner silence stage, and carry out this task. Such times are going to come, which will, and the practice that you have now is going to help you during those times. Baba knows that the children are making their efforts, but according to the time, go more into the subtle aspects. Don't focus on the exteriors or the extroversion, but increase the balance of your inner stage, your inner powerful stage. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the other children. I then told Baba that children from Jaipur Museum have come from the land where Baba had made his thoughts practical. Baba emerged the entire bhakti group in front of him, and Baba said the children have pride that Baba has seated them in such a special place, Jaipur. You have good wishes to bring all your pure thoughts into fruition. So Baba emerged the instrument teachers and all the brothers and sisters and gave each one a golden flower. Baba then said, all of you children have to pay attention that we have to remain in our golden form, create a golden stage for ourselves, a pure and powerful stage. Then Baba emerged all the souls who had offered special bhog. Baba gave them all drishti. And with Baba's drishti, Baba gave them the experiences. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone, and I returned.